Welcome, councillors. I note the meeting opened at 6 p.m. Tuesday, 26th of April, 2022. I would like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present, and respect to other First Nations people who may be present. Can I ask you all to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I just note that we are recording council meetings, and they're recorded for transparency, public transparency, as well as undertaking of the minutes. I note there's an apology leave of absence that I've received from Councillor Esba, who's gone into labour. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Cryant, that her leave of absence be approved and she be granted leave. I put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Declare that carried unanimously. Declarations of interest by councillors?
Yes.
Councillor?
Thank you. Could I make a declaration, please, and a less than significant non-pecuniary interest for item 23/22, the comprehensive review of Burwood LEP. And just quickly, it's just a relationship. My former husband, 15 years gone, but is a consultant to GrowCon that holds options on the northern side of Parramatta Road corridor at Concord. These options are in the vicinity to what I understand is the future location of the Burwood North Metro Station and consists of 14 lots and 32 dwellings. Although these properties are not located within Burwood LGA, I do make this disclosure. One, due to the immediate proximity and the scale of these properties to the proposed Burwood North Metro Station, and two, as a pedestrian access point to the proposed Burwood North Metro will be situated in Burwood Road, corner Parramatta Road and Escher Lane, and that this access point is situated within our Burwood LGA boundaries. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillors? Councillor Holt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I'd just like to declare a less than significant non-pecuniary interest in item 27, community grants program. I'm aware that one of those, or the first item of those, of which is a grant to St Paul's Anglican Church, Burwood. I just need to declare that I'm a parishioner at that church. I not held any positions at that church for over 5 years. I'm just an ordinary parishioner who attends Sunday services.
Any other declarations from councillors? I'll just declare a pecuniary interest in item 23/22, pecuniary interest in the second part of the recommendation, which deals with the Burwood North precinct. I've made a declaration on this previously, as a relative owns a property in the study area. That's the reason. Also, a less than significant non-pecuniary interest in item RC3/22, Build Local Traffic Committee. It deals with a change in parking signage in a section of Lucas Road. I live on Lucas Road. The section that it involves is towards Parramatta Road and on the other side, so it doesn't affect myself. And also a less than significant non-pecuniary interest in item 34/22, which is the property matter in confidential item, as my wife's relative owns property at 16, 18A and 18B Railway Parade. These are next door to the council's car park, not the properties in question, though. And the person is related to my wife, does not fit the definition of a pecuniary interest as per the Act. Any other declarations, councillors? Okay. I just note also declarations of political donations. Just a matter that with the LEP there would be a recording of the councillors voting, because it's a planning decision. Confirmation of minutes by the previous meeting. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. There's no open speakers for open forum. However, there is a speaker. For an agenda item, which is agenda item 23/22, which is a Mr. Sahin, who I believe is here. I'll just advise the agenda's been changed, so this will be the last item, but you actually come forward and speak on the item prior to the discussion of the item. That's the new format of the model code of meeting practice. So I might just get Mr. Sahin to come up here, if we can. Oh, sorry, there's up there. I couldn't see it. Sorry. And Antonio Sahin, who's speaking about item 23/22, Comprehensive Review of Build Local Environment Plan, speaking for. You've got a time limit of 3 minutes and no personalities to be addressed, and you're only to address the item for discussion on the agenda.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and fellow councilmen. So you're just up here to speak about item 23, which is a Bellwood North North Precinct rezone, changes to the LEP. So I suppose I speak on behalf of myself, but I want to be heard amongst the voices of my fellow neighbours in both Neach Parade and Britannia Avenue. So between the Bellwood North Precinct and Parramatta Road rezone, it's been going on for well in excess of 7 odd years now. Not all Bellwood Council, but the state government's also put forward their plans, and it hasn't really progressed anywhere. And as we know, the new train station's currently being built as we speak. All around us, more particularly Bellwood Road, developments have gone up. They've been developed. They're neighbouring our backyards. Our overshadowing's been compromised. Our privacy's been compromised. Street parking's become a nightmare. And we're still here waiting for a decision to be made. Now, we know that, you know, the works are in progress and it's not easy just to change an LEP. There's studies that has to be concluded, and we need to know which way we're all going to go. But I suppose a frustration is that it's taken some time to get to where we are now with no real clear direction as to where we're going. And I know draft FSR limits have been proposed, draft height limits have been proposed, and I suppose one thing that we need to keep in mind is that Bellwood's Bellwood. A lot of people want to move to Bellwood. Bellwood property prices have gone skyrocketed over the last several years, and what's concerning is that if certain parts of the Bellwood North precinct don't achieve specific FSR and enough height limit, it's not going to be inviting for any property developer to purchase the homes. And then we're just going to be left with houses that are going to be not going to be, it's not feasible for anyone to develop them. So, I mean, being so close to the new metro station, that's one thing we need to consider. Do we want an activated area, or do we want, you know, something that might take years before it becomes feasible to for anyone to purchase and develop? So I suppose to conclude, I understand certain studies need to be done and consultants need to be engaged. Appreciate it's not as easy as it seems, but if it can be done in a timely manner, it'll be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I note there's no other speakers. Can I just get you, Fab, to turn that mic off, please? Councillors, no mayoral minutes tonight. Probably relieved. I will go into the first item, item 22/22, which is the draft. Oh, sorry. Yes, we'll go into the first item, then we'll get a change in the order of business. 22/22, draft integrated planning reporting. Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers, questions, speakers, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 23/22, it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton, that the item be moved to the end of the agenda, which shouldn't take too long. I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 24/22, authorisation of alternative Bellwood representative at the Sydney Eastern City Planning Panel. Moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crine. Questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. Establishment of Build Design Review Panel, item 25/22. Be moved by Councillor Crine with a change. Seconded by Councillor Manner. Change.
Thank you. Can I suggest an addition to the recommendation? Which would be point three, and that's just that the general manager takes further investigation into the setting up of design excellent competitions for board.
Councillor Kutcher.
I just foreshadow an amendment as well, please.
Yep. Chair. Your amendment, she might accept it.
To include in the terms of reference the fields in which extensive experience and qualifications will be required for the pool of panel members to include sustainable...
Sorry, design. Slow down. A bit closer to the mic because my hearing's a bit...
Okay, so it would be to amend the proposed terms of reference to include that the fields in which extensive experience and qualifications will be required, so we're talking about the recruitment of panel members, be required... includes sustainable design.
Do you have an issue? Can we add it where this was filling in?
Yeah.
I suggest we put it in there pretty much like my one, but it gets investigated.
Yeah, it could be part of that. Mm. Yep.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Because then we can just do the amendment. You can put a foreshadowed, only because Dylan's not here, so I'm not sure what the criteria is that they could ask for.
What would we end up with in
so Council General Manager takes further investigations, resetting up design competitions, and for your one, so all it will include is that the Council General Manager investigates if there could be a change in the terms of reference to include, where possible, to include sustainable design.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Yep, are you happy to accept that? So can I just get you to read that again, just so the minute takers can...
Yes, I would say that the fields in which extensive experience and qualifications be required for the pool of panel members includes sustainable design.
Yep, so that the general manager... take further investigation into setting up a design. Okay. So did you get the second part, Michelle? No. Okay. So the first one is Council General Manager take further investigations, resetting up design competitions, part four. That the General Manager investigate the opportunity of changing the terms of allowing the terms of reference to include or to require people that have a background in sustainable design. Was that right, Councillor?
Sounds good.
So that was moved by Councillor Crine. Were you happy to second that, Councillor Kutcher?
Certainly.
Seconded by Councillor Kutcher? Yep. Yep. I have experience instead of a background experience in sustainable design. Would that be a better word, Councillor?
Yes, that would.
Experience. It's been moved by Councillor Crine, seconded by Councillor Kutcher. Speakers? Councillor? Kutcher? Speak? No? Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Item 26/22, which is the endorsement of technical submission infrastructure reform. Removed by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 27/22, which is the community grants program, been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manner. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, declare that carried unanimously. 28/22, which is the draft child safety and wellbeing policy. It's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manner. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 29/22, which is the status of tree canopy in the Burwood LGA, which I think came about from a question without notice, being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton.
Can I just move an amendment if I could? So I would move that we include that Council review and amend its DCP to require a care and management plan for replacement trees where required to be planted following the removal of trees under the DCP to enhance the chances of the tree's long-term survival.
Sorry, it's got enforced tree replacement requirements per the Council's DCP. So it's got that.
Yes.
That's what it's proposing.
Yes, and then it would be to add, to review and if necessary amend the DCP to require a care and management plan for replacement trees where required to be planted following the removal of the trees under that DCP.
Okay. I just before we change the DCP, we usually have a habit of asking it for to be reviewed and then reported back.
The motion would be to review and
report back. I think in the body of the report it speaks about that, so I think that's fine to add in there. Because it actually speaks as one of the dot points. So can I suggest that the council receive and note the information provided is part one. Part two would be that council's general manager further report via report or further investigate via report back to council the requirements for council's DCP to be reviewed and what it would involve to ensure that we have an enforced tree replacement program. Is that the intent? Because you want to look at
Yes, it is the intent, but I don't really... I'm less concerned about a report back on the process and more concerned about getting the process done.
And that's fine, but there's a process you've got to go through to get the process done.
Yeah.
So you can't just sort of make a change to the DCP on a report like this.
Yeah.
So you'd actually have to have a review of the DCP
and
come back... And then there's obviously a detailed report. That's just the process.
So the proposed amendment would be to conduct that review.
Yes. So that's what
would be to require that review take place.
Councillor, it's about the care. If you could read that bit again there.
So I haven't been able to find anywhere in the DCP, and maybe this is a question, I haven't been able to find anywhere in the DCP that requires replacement trees for there to be a minimum time frame in which they are subject to a care or management plan. So a person can plant a tree and walk away from it and let it die, and I don't think that's a great outcome. So the intent of my amendment is that the planning rules, where somebody has gone through the process of removing a tree and they've been required to replace that tree,
yeah,
that they're also required to water it and care for it for a period of time to ensure its long-term survival.
Yeah, fair enough, and that's understood. And like I said, that's just got to go through a review. We can't have motions off the floor that actually changes the DCP because there's a process.
No, to be clear, Mayor, the motion is that that council review with a view to amend the DCP. So I'm not asking I'm not trying to amend the DCP off the floor.
Okay.
I'm asking for that review to be initiated.
And I believe the report addresses that. That's being done anyway, but happy to include it in the recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
So we have to change the recommendation. I can't see it.
So are you happy with that, Councillor?
That's right.
Sorry, who moved it? Who moved the motion?
I would suggest, Michelle, to take out the report back, because the reality is we're actually right in the middle of reviewing the DCP as part of the LEP and the DCP. It's timely that we do that, so I don't think it's necessary to report back. It will be done as a matter of course.
Just go through the chair, just to make sure there's a process. So the Council's General Manager, further request DCP to be reviewed to ensure that there is an enforced tree replacement program, including a care management plan. Okay. I just want to make a note, further investigate, as part of the DCP, as part of the future, as part of the review of the DCP. Is that it?
Enforce tree management, tree replacement.
We just got to be careful with and totally support the idea. We've just got to make sure just got to look at scenarios where there's an elderly lady, you know, she's trees died or whatever, then we've told her she's got to replace the tree, she's put a TPO in. If we get in those circumstances, you make them pay for a tree management care plan. It's quite expensive for people that, for example, might be on a pension. I understand the intent, support the intent. We've just got to work through how we support that as well.
Can we just use the words include in the review? You know, if there's already a review and on foot,
yeah.
Then we just include this for consideration in the review.
Yeah.
I think that covers it.
Yep. So happy with the intent. I think we've just got to manage how we do it. So that was moved by Councillor Crichton, was it? Are you happy to second that, Councillor?
Yes.
Cutcher, yep. It's been seconded by Councillor Cutcher. Speakers? For, against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 30/22, investment report as at the 31st of March. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Any questions? Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. A National Assembly of Local Government. Is there any councillor wishing to attend other than myself and I think the Deputy Mayor at this stage? If you are, you just need to notify.
Just need to nominate who the voting delegate.
The Mayor, it would be the Mayor or the Deputy Mayor. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 32/22, which is just Council receives and notes the petitions, being moved by Councillor Manor, seconded again by Councillor Crichton. Put the motion. All those in favour.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I just ask a question?
Petitions?
Yes. Where can we... Are we able to see a copy of these petitions? Or what's the process there?
I think people's names are blacked out now anyway. I think that's the privacy.
Yeah.
So you can get probably the copy of the petition, but you won't see people's names
other than
signatures.
I'm really just asking in terms of what the substance of the petition is.
Take that on notice and... Michelle and Tanya will get back to you.
Thank you.
Been moved, seconded. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Questions on notice? Item 33/22. Been moved by Councillor Crichton.
I'm happy to move it. Sorry, I just wanted to add something. I'm just really delighted with the responses and I'm appreciative of the information that the staff...
Before you address it, seconded by Councillor Manor.
Thank you.
So we've got a mover and seconder. Sorry, Councillor, your floor is yours.
I'm very grateful for the detailed responses that I've received to my three questions on notice. I feel very well informed and I thank the staff. I think we do have more work to do on promoting the Jolt charging station. I understand that it is a private facility, but if we are moving towards this new technology, I think we need to have a leadership role in it if we are really going to be a smart city. So if people could, fellow councillors, could have a look at the reply to my question three about the smart... the Jolt charging station up along near the corner of Angelo Street and Liverpool Road. I'd be really grateful. I think as a council we need to do more work in that space. And likewise, I am concerned about just with question number two that I put on the paper from last meeting about Enfield Aquatic Centre and the national shortage that there is due to COVID for learn to swim instructors. I think we've really got to look at some innovative ways to attract perhaps local residents or year 11 and 12 students to actively getting involved in the program to become instructors.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Manor, do you wish to speak? Speakers against? It's only to receive a note. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. loan borrowing for the 21-22 financial year. I don't seem to have that report in front of me. It's missing from my items.
Mr. Mayor, that was a late addition. There was a...
Yeah, I haven't got it. Have you got a... What's the... Okay, do I have a mover? Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by... I can see it on the screen now. Seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers full. Against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Local Traffic Committee, RC22. We had the Greek closure. I think it's already happened, so it's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by... Or was it moved by Councillor Kutcher?
No.
Oh. Seconded by Councillor Manor. Questions?
Yeah, if I just, I mean, you've already noted that we're retrospectively approving the closure of Railway Parade on the 17th, 22nd, 24th of April. Totally comfortable with that having happened, but I just wonder, is that a usual process for us to be approving things after the fact?
Mr. General Manager, no, I think there was a bit of a mishap on this one.
George?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, it's not a usual practice. We tend to try and send it through beforehand, but we got short notice from the church. So we tried to accommodate them. We took the traffic committee, reviewed all the plans, ensured that it complied, and it's consistent with previous years. So we thought the risk level was low, but yeah, we brought it through after the fact.
What happened was they weren't sure if they were doing the parade this year because of COVID. That's why it came in late. So, been moved, seconded, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item IN122 is an information item. We've got two closed session items, which we're going to go into closed session now. So it's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manor, to go into closed session. The reason being is to the exclusion that the above items, 35/22 and 34/22, go to closed session to the exclusion of the press and public because of the Local Government Act, as they are matters that involve information that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage on a person with whom the council is conducting or proposes to conduct business. Any objections from the gallery?
They want to hear the LEP, just tell them we need, they need to come back in.
Exactly. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. I'm going to ask everyone to move out just for about 10 minutes, and then you can come back. And he'll advise on the recommendations that were adopted. I don't think we can read them out.
Recording,
I think we're just
in progress.
I think we're just going to, so as per the recommendation. With no changes.
Thank you, Mr. Messenger. In relation to item 35/22, West Invest proposed projects, Council unanimously endorsed their recommendations as listed. And bear with me.
One more.
And in relation to item 34/22, property matter, Council also resolved unanimously as recommended.
So, Councillors, now we're on item 23/22, which is the comprehensive review of the local environment plans. Been moved by... So there's two parts. So the first part, which is dealing with one recommendations 1 to 4, is the part I will participate in, and then 1 to 3, which is part 2 of the recommendation, will be chaired by the Deputy Mayor. So the first part's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Can you just make note of that in the minutes too, please, Michelle? Put the motion... any speakers? For? Questions? Against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. And just put now I've left the room. Tanya. So I'll hand the chair over to the Deputy Mayor. Take that.
Yeah.
Just your closed items, guys. You just have to give those back because it's confidential stuff. Just a reminder. Did you get my declaration forms?
Yeah.
So that's the second part, is it?
Yeah,
just the second. Okay. Okay, councillors, continuation of item 23/22, second part.
Do we have a mover for that?
I'd like to move it with an alternative motion, if I could, please.
So we need a mover and a seconder first.
I'm proposing an alternative motion. I would have thought I'd put the motion and then we have a seconder.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, but I would put the motion, the recommendations as worded, and then include the words that as part of any study undertaken to support an affordable housing strategy in relation to the Burwood North Precinct, require Burwood Council to investigate and consider the implementation of an affordable housing contribution scheme as provided in the Housing SEP 2021 and Section 7.32 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, and that such consideration also be applied more generally in the comprehensive LEP review. I'm sending those words to you now, Michelle.
So do we have a seconder for that? Okay, the motion lapses. We don't have a seconder. So we'll go back to the original motion. So do we have a mover?
I'll move the motion.
I'll second that motion. Any those in favour? Those against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, the meeting is now finished. The time is...
6:42.
Meeting's closed. Thank you.